We go back to the hotline. Well, you look outside, I guess it kind of looks like football weather, feels like football weather, and we'll stick with that theme as we welcome in new Vermilion Head football coach Brett Colahan. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you've made a lot of stops, my friend. Holy cow. I was looking at the resume for you earlier, from Huron to Piqua, now in Vermilion. You've really kind of been all over the place. For those who haven't had the chance to read up on you and get to know you, where have you been along the way in your coaching career?
I started in Piqua, and for the biggest reason was the first job I really got offered right out of college. And spent 14 years there. And about that time, started having kids and family and decided to move back up to Northern Ohio, closer to the grandparents. So I was in Vermilion for 6 years, and then I was in Huron for another 6 years, and just as most recently, was assistant coach this past year at Vermilion again. And lo and behold, now I'm the head coach of Vermilion.
Well, and you've coached a number of different positions along the way as well, and I'm kind of anxious to hear about some of those experiences too, because you know, when you talk to some coaches, they'll tell you that sometimes they feel like they've specialized in a certain area, whereas other coaches will tell you, look, I mean, if you want to get to the highest level, you've got to be able to fully understand how each position works. As you take a look at your experience and the positions that you've coached, any of those experiences really stand out?
In the beginning, I start off as a defensive back coach, and I remember my high school football coach talking to me about that, and he goes, what do you know about defensive backs? You're an offensive lineman. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to learn. And I kind of leaned towards the latter, what you said. The more experience you can get, obviously, can only be beneficial. And, you know, as you move on, I think you end up specializing in something, at least one you kind of like a little bit more than all the other positions. But, again, you know, the more you can specialize in, I think the better and more rounded of coach you can be.
Again, we're talking with new Vermilion head football coach Brett Colahan. And, well, Coach, I want to go back to something that you just mentioned. You mentioned that as a former offensive lineman, you know, one of the first coaching jobs you ever took was coaching defensive backs. What was that process like, and what was that experience like? You know, you're an offensive lineman, then all of a sudden you're coaching defensive backs. What was that transition like?
At first it was very much a learning curve. I was with the defensive coordinator a lot, learning what he wanted and trying to take what he said and verbatim do that. And obviously there was definitely some times where I was out of my comfort zone and I made a few mistakes here and there, but I learned from them, and I learned how to get more and more involved in terms of like picking the brain of the coach and going to clinics and getting knowledge, getting plays, and not necessarily plays, but drills, to get me comfortable with what we were doing.
And as you go back to that experience too, what would you say was the most surprising thing about that process? Because, well, you talk about going from one side of the spectrum to the other, being an offensive lineman to being a defensive back. Were there one or two elements that really stood out about defensive backs that you really didn't know as an offensive lineman?
Yes and no. I'd say to the biggest part was just the listening to other coaches and talking about the detail, the attention to detail. You know, being an offensive lineman and, you know, worrying about the details of blocking, you just, I guess at my stage of the game, I didn't realize all the detail for a defensive back in terms of turning your hips as you go to break down and come up, how many steps you want to take, and just all those little details that you kind of take for granted.
What would you say has been the most unusual thing that you've learned along the way, too? I mean, but again, because that's fascinating to learn about how you've gone through that process, being an ex-offensive lineman, then coaching defensive backs, and then coaching a number of other positions along the way. I guess putting all of that together, having played one position and coached many other positions, you know, how would you say that's helped you become more well-rounded?
Oh, I can learn the thought process a little bit, you know. I was out of my comfort zone learning these new things. I can kind of relate to the kids and what they're going through. Maybe if we're putting in a new scheme or something and they're sitting back looking like, well, wait a minute, I don't quite understand you, coach. I can kind of put myself in their shoes a little bit better. At least in my mind, I think I'm doing that. and trying to help them relate, maybe re-explain something a little bit differently or show them a different method so they can see the concept that we want to get across.
New Vermilion head football coach Brett Colahan is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, Coach, you've been doing this for a long time. You know, we're going back to 20 years now. What would you say has changed most about the game since you started coaching?
I would have to say the concussion thing is the biggest change. The more knowledge we have about it, and it's in the forefront of the news and the media with everything we have in terms of now you want to make sure the kids are preparing in the off season, getting in the weight room, getting strength for the injury prevention, and then being more cognizant of it. You know, when I played, you got hit, you consider it was a bell being rung. Now it's a lot more safety of the kid is forefront of everybody's mind when somebody does in fact get hit pretty hard.
Yeah, there's no question about it. That whole process has changed drastically over the course of the last 20 years, especially. Well, when you had spoken to Tim Grattan with the Chronicle-Telegram, and you were talking about, you know, some of the things that you would like to do moving into next year to build upon the success of last year, you mentioned that the systems and the coaches are going to stay the same. And I wanted to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on that, on keeping the same staff together and also kind of to keep the same system together. Just your reasoning behind all that.
I think Matt had a underlying message when he was formulating the staff that brought us all together, and that was we all had a common goal that we wanted to do things the right way and show the kids that hard work is going to pay off. And I think just the continuity of keeping us together will help the kids and make sure, you know, we've got year one under our belts of trying to do things maybe a little bit different than what they're all used to. And now we can build upon that. They know our language that we want to use. They know what we kind of expect in terms of paying attention to details on and off the field. So I think building upon that is where our goal is going to be. Show them that, you know, we're going to do our best to outwork all of our opponents.
And coaches, you take a look at that Sailor roster and you see some of the names that are coming back next year. Are there a couple that stand out to you that really pop out and get you really excited?
Actually, you know, the whole senior class coming back really has us excited. We lost some good seniors. I mean, the guys that are graduating, they're going to be hard to replace. But we do have some, we have a good athletic senior class coming back. And I think they'll be filling some shoes. But one of our big goals is to now build up some underclassmen. The soon-to-be freshmen have shown some good interest. We got some numbers there. We're going to try to roam the hallways a little bit more and try to get some people building off the success we had this past year to get that sophomore and junior class, get their numbers up.
And part of keeping the same system in place, you guys still do intend to run that same spread offense, correct?
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, one of the guys that really I thought that the one game I saw Vermilion play last year was against Firelands, and I thought you guys looked especially good in the second half of that game. You got a special quarterback in Seth Hurd. I thought he looked really, really good last year. But and all the expectations are going to be kind of high to kind of build off of what he did this last season. As you look at the group that's coming in with him, though, you know, that's got to have you very, very excited moving forward.
Oh, yeah. Seth, obviously, being the signal caller, will be the focus of a lot of people's attention. But I believe the receiving core that we have, there's some good athletes there as well. And our running backs, Kane is going to be a guy that we got to try to replace, and I think we'll be able to. We won't have the same kind of runner that Kane was, but we'll still have some guys that are going to give us their all.
And are you still coaching hoops as well?
I am. I'm the JV basketball coach, so little double duty right now. It's getting a little hectic.
Nice. but you know what? You could also find some guys on that JV squad also that might want to make that transition over to football too, right?
Absolutely. We're going to keep talking to a few of them and see what they can do.
Very good stuff. Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. It was a lot of fun to talk to you here. And I know football season may seem like it's a long ways away, but even though we are about, what, 7-8 months away from getting it going again. It'll be here before we know it. Coach Colahan, thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All righty, that is New Vermilion Head football coach Brett Colahan joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. That's going to be a fun team to watch next year.